Radio.
It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey! It's time for Swap Shop, and you're listening to Glenn Coble. Somehow or other, two of my guardian angels must have been listening, and they switched the computer so that it went through the 15-minute break after a little bit of a snafu. But thanks a lot for those two people that helped me get through this. Okay. Swap Shop. Now, you know how it works. It's pretty simple. You give us a call here at 740-383-9944. You tell us what you have to sell or what you're looking for. It can be either way. If you have a garage sale or you have an event at your church, something along that line, give us a call here. Tell us what the event is. Tell us what you're trying to sell. Tell us what you're looking for. Leave us a number, and we'll have people get in touch with you that have that item or that want that item, or if they're interested in coming to your event, they'll know how to get a hold of you for further information. So that's the way it works. Now, we will take any item except things that require some sort of registration, like houses and cars and boats and guns and, you know, that kind of thing. So we'll take anything else. And that number, 740-383-9944. The weather's starting to turn a little bit. Apparently it's going to be better tomorrow. It's not great out there right now. As a matter of fact, if you're driving down our street here on Prospect, expect some problems. We have lots of yellow barrels out there and people working on our streets, so it's kind of rough right now. By the way, if you have something that you want us to read on the air, or have an item you're looking for, or an item that you're trying to sell, you can send the information to WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we had a surfeit. That's one of my favorite words. It means a lot. We had a surfeit of announcements that came in this week. So we'll get started on those. And James Anderson, who was our guest on the first 2 hours, also left behind some stuff that's going on out at the Tallgrass Trail that we'll read to you. You better get your pencil and paper ready, because there are a couple addresses if you want them. They're pretty long, okay? And you might want to jot them down. Okay, let's start with this one, and I'm not quite sure. This was left for me, handwritten, so I'm going to probably not say it all correctly. Excuse me, I've got sneezes going on. Anyway, anyone who would like to record a graduation message for their 2022 grads, please contact WWGH Radio for the details. So if you would like to do that, call us here at 740-383-9944 and leave a message. Now, it looks to me, and I can't quite read this message, it looks to me like they're going to charge something for it. The messages will run for a week. And those messages will be between May 27th and June 5th. And if you want to have a 45-second ad, you can send it on a jump drive. I'm not quite sure if there's I assume there's a charge for that, but I don't know that as a fact. Or you can contact Scott here at WWGH 107.1. That's as good as I can figure out from this handwriting that was left for me. Okay. Fred left some messages from his show yesterday. There's at the Marion County Historical Society. Fred Malone. The lunch with the presidents is coming up. Lunch with the president, not dinner with the president, but lunch with the presidents is coming up on Thursday, May 26th, from 11:30 to 1:30, and it'll be out at Tri Rivers Career Center. And the reason why, and there is a $25 event charge. It's to raise funds for the Marion County Historical Society. And the reason why we're putting it on the air so early is because I think you have to have your reservation in by mid-May sometime. So if you're interested in doing that, they're going to have James Madison, Rutherford B. Hayes, Chester A. Arthur, Warren Harding, and Ronald Reagan are going to be the five presidents that will be in attendance on that. Also, just a note, the First Lady's Luncheon is going to be on August 6th. That's kind of a neat thing to have. Abigail Fillmore will be one of the ladies. Frances Clara Cleveland, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Nancy Reagan. Those are going to be the First Ladies that will be in attendance. And that's also a $25 donation to the Marion County Historical Society, and that also will be held out at Tri Rivers. And let's see, Meet and Dine with the Presidents, which is coming up November 5th. I know this is way early, but I thought I'd let you know November, because I'm going to be involved in it. The event is $40 for VIP seating, which means you get to sit with one of the presidents. $35 for general seating, which means you don't get to sit with one of the presidents. And $20 for general seating for young people. The speaking presidents at that will be James Monroe, Theodore Roosevelt, and also Betty Ford is going to be at that, and Ronald Reagan will also be speaking at that. There are other non-speaking presidents that will be at that, and one of them is James Buchanan. And the reason why I mention that is because yours truly will be standing in as James Buchanan. Kind of cool. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm doing a lot of research so that I know what I'm talking about. The Master of Ceremonies will be Colonel Edmund W. Starling, who was a White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943. Now, obviously, Mr. Sterling is not going to be actually there. This will also be a reenactor, okay? Special guest speaker will be Mary Ellen Withrow, which we all know is a great friend of your county here, Marion, and she was also the former treasurer of the United States. She was a treasurer of the state of Ohio, and she was also, I believe, a treasurer of this city of Marion. It was either the city or the county. I'm not sure which. All right. There are out at the Tallgrass Trail tonight, starting at 5 p.m., looking for wildflowers. And that will be at the Myers Woods Nature Preserve. And you'll get to figure out, you'll be able to find out all sorts of wildflowers. James brought in one today, and I bet he can find those for you if he's out there with you, that you could actually eat every part of the flower, and including the roots, which is kind of cool. Also, then on the 30th of this month at the Eco Center, they'll be celebrating Community Day, and that goes from 1 to 4 p.m. And go out to the Eco Center, and that's outside of Caledonia. I think you can look it up on their website, on the Marion County Park District website, and that'll tell you how to get out there. Okay. Let's see, what else have we got there? Okay, on the, I'll tell you what's going to happen on the 5th of May. On the 5th of May, they're going to have a wildflower walk and out at the Terradyce Nature Preserve. And that will happen at 5 p.m. Okay, I think we've read all the more current events. Let's see, well, I've got another one here. Tonight, at 6:30, running from 6:30 to 9 p.m., they're going to have a trivia night on Marion County history at the Shovel City Drinkery. You can go there and test your knowledge of Marion's past. They're going to actually have prizes for the team trivias. They're going to have three rounds, apparently. So that's going on tonight. And I guess that's the more current stuff. All right. We'll go back over those one time. Oh, one of the things I did want to go over. Let's see. Where did I put it? Oh, shoot. There were some addresses, some email addresses that James gave today that were kind of long. So I told him I'd read them again in case somebody would like them. And I'll read this to you. This is for the Bird County Birdathon. And you can register a team. And now this is going to be on May 14th. You can register a team by emailing your team name and member names. You know, do you have your pencil ready? I gave you a little time there. This is how you register your team. Are you ready? Eco, that's E-C-O, and this is all one word, Eco Community Conservation. Eco Community Conservation at gmail.com. That's all lowercase, all one word, Eco Community Conservation at gmail.com. Then he also has an address that you can sign up to run a 5K race that they're going to have out there on May 18th. And to register for the race, you have to contact this site, and I'm giving you a couple extra seconds here so you can get your pencil ready for this one. And I believe it's going to be out at the Tallgrass Trail, because they have a turnaround for the 5 and 10K for people that want to practice out there. But this one's going to be the 5K turnaround. And here's the address if you want to register for this race. https://runsignup. That's all one word. Run sign up. This is all run together, by the way, the entire thing. .com/race/OH/Marion / Marion Mad Mad. Oh, I got it. That last / Marion Made 5K. Okay, I'm going to read it again because I really butchered it. HTTPS .://. RunSignUp.com. That's all one word. RunSignUp.com /race/OH/Marion/MarionMade5K. I hope you can get that. Now, if you go to, let's see, probably it'll be on the Marion Tallgrass Trail Facebook pages if you didn't get that. Okay? All right. We'll read those again. All those announcements I'll read back to you. So you can, if you didn't have your pencil ready, we can get your pencil ready and do that. Hey, if you got something to sell or you're looking for something or you have an event that you'd like to announce or you have a yard sale, a little early still, but maybe yard sales might be starting this weekend. Give us a call here at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'll try and get it on the air for you. If you'd like to send in the information, like we've had several today, send it to or drop it by at WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. That's WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. All right. Well, we're moving right along. One of the things I thought I'd pull up today, we're going to find out a little bit about May. Now, the most important thing about May that you need to know is that it is the month of my birth. Yeah, I was born on the 27th of May. My mother tried to forget that for years. Did you know, and this is kind of interesting because it's never happened before, no U.S. president has ever died in the month of May. Every other month of the year, all of them, at least one U.S. president has died in that month, but not May. No president has ever died in the month of May. I'm certainly hoping I don't jinx our current president by saying something like that. Interesting fact. What have we had? 46 presidents? 47? 46 presidents? You would think you might have hit May, but that's one in four, is it, chance? Something like that. Anyway, we have not had one die in the month of May so far. Let's hope it doesn't happen. All right. A Roman poet by the name of Ovid had different ideas surrounding the etymology of naming of May. And I don't know what that word means, so I'm not even going to go back and try to pronounce it. He claims that it was from the word maioris, the Latin for elders, that the month gained its name. That's kind of reaching pretty far and pretty deep for a fact about the month of May. I hope your May so far, you haven't had a May so far, but I hope your May this year will be a wonderful May. I've always liked, not just because I was born in the month of May, but I've always liked the month of May because it's usually warm enough that I think the last expected frost comes somewhere between the 5th of May and the 10th of May in this area. And so everything's warming up, everything's growing, it's all beautiful. The foliage smells terrific. And the Indy 500 is run this month, right at the end of the month. But I've been to the Indy 500, I don't know. I actually worked the Indy 500 2 years as a ticket taker. But I've gone to it, I guess, 6 or 7 times, and really always enjoyed it. I loved the crowd, watching all the people go crazy. An awful lot of drunks, I must admit that. But most people are pretty civil. And I always love going to watching the festivities. I love the march of all the, bands around the track, and the all the cars and the people waving at no one in particular. I always like that. It's kind of fun. You ought to try it sometime. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 here in Marion, Ohio, and this show is called Swap Shop. We haven't done a lot of swapping in a while. We've got to get back to that, right? So tell all your friends to give me a call next week if they have a yard sale going on. We'll specialize in yard sales. What do you say? We're going to give it a good try. Eventually, if we don't get people calling in, we're going to have to cancel this anyway. And that might not be a bad idea either. But if you do want to call in, the number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I hope I said that slowly and clearly. So you know how to get in touch with us. Now, if you want to send it in to us, send it to WGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. The word May wasn't actually used until the Middle Ages, where on their way out around the 15th century AD, up until then, the Romans' word was Maius, and it was still used. Not May, but Maius. And I may be mispronouncing the Latin on that, but it's M-A-I-U-S. And that's what they used until around the 15th century. They didn't use the word May. All right. May used to have a very different name in Old English. Back then, the month was referred to as the month of three milkings. Unsurprisingly, this meant that during this month, you could milk your cow up to 3 times per day. Now, whoever decided that? I'm not a farmer, and I know nothing about milking cows, but why would a cow be more willing to be milked 3 times a day than 2 or 1 time a day? I don't know. Maybe that's the time of the year that has something to do with birth rate or something like that, which might make the cow more lactosis, I don't know, may allow her to produce more milk. Okay, where are we going from here? Okay, you are listening to WWGH, and we do have a few things that I'm going to read to you now. And now, we did this at the beginning of the show, and I'll do it now. These are things that we've been asked to announce over Swap Shop. Anyone who would like to record a graduation message for their 2022 graduate, please contact WWGH Radio for details. And you know the number, 740-383-9944, and leave a message, because we don't want to put you on the air if you're just going to find out about getting a message for your student. The messages will run for a week, and that week will be May 27th through June 5th. So contact Scott here, or just whoever answers if the answering machine answers, leave a message and what you'd like to say about you to your graduate. And I think there's going to be a charge for it, but I can't read the writing here. So I'm going to leave that alone, all right? Lunch with the Presidents is coming up in May 26th from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. It's going to be put on by the Marion County Historical Society. It's going to be out at Tri Rivers Career Center. There is a charge for it of $25, and they will have James Madison, Rutherford B. Hayes, Chester Arthur, Warren Harding, and Ronald Reagan will be the presidents in attendance. All right. They're also going to have, and this is kind of new, a First Ladies Luncheon, which is kind of fun, Saturday, August 6th. And I'm reading these to you because they usually need a couple weeks advance notice. So if you want to go to the May 26th event, you ought to contact them by the 10th or 12th of May to get tickets, okay? Now, the event, First Ladies Luncheon, is Saturday, August 6th, so I'm guessing you ought to contact them by mid-July. That luncheon is going to be held from 11 to 1 p.m. That also will be out at Tri Rivers Career Center. Also is $25. Abigail Fillmore, that's Millard Fillmore's wife, in case you didn't realize that. Frances Clara Cleveland, Grover Cleveland's wife. Eleanor Roosevelt, and also Nancy Reagan will be the first ladies in attendance for that. Dine with the Presidents will be held way in November, November 5th. Again, they have a pretty early lead time on that. My guess is you need to contact somebody by early October to get tickets. The event will be at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church, $40 VIP seating. That means you get to sit with one of the presidents, $35 general seating. The VIP seating will be with the presidents. The speaking presidents are James Monroe, Theodore Roosevelt, Elizabeth Betty Ford, and Ronald Reagan. So those will be the people you will be able to listen to. Now there are, looks like there are how many other? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Plus four, 13 presidents will be seated around that you will be sitting with. The masters of ceremony will be Colonel Edmund Starling, who was the White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943. And the special guest speaker at this year's event will be Mary Ellen Withrow. Okay, that'll be fun. I will be in attendance as a president. All right. Let's see. What else have we got here? Okay. Tonight, starting at 5 p.m., Looking for Wildflowers out at the Myers Woods Nature Preserve will be put on by the Tallgrass Trail people. And also then on 4:30, 2 days from today, out at the Eco Center, Community Earth, they're going to celebrate Community Earth Day between 1 and 4 p.m. That's out at the Eco Center, which is outside of Caledonia. Let's see, on the 5th of May, starting at 5 p.m., they're going to have a wildflower walk at the Teradise Nature Preserve, and you'll get to learn all about several wildflowers. Tonight at 6:30 to 9 p.m. they're going to have a Marion County History Trivia Night at the Shovel City Drinkery, and that's between 6:30 and 9 p.m. Let's see if there's anything else. I think that's got it. Okay. So if you have anything that you want us to announce, you can send it to WWGH 523. We got a phone call. I better get on to that. Hang on. We're getting there. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes. I just wondered if we could promote our flower sale at the hospital next week.
Absolutely. Please do that. Let me write it down, too. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. This is Jim Weir, and our Twig 6 flower sale will be next Wednesday at Marion General Hospital by the old entrance and over at the old Smith Clinic building near the pharmacy.
Okay.
And it'll be from 7:30 to 4. And we have Lavina's Flowers, and this is a fundraiser for, we do the rose beds at the hospital that's by the fountain and at the rear entrance.
Okay, and that's going to be Wednesday, and they can either go to the old entrance or at, across the way by the pharmacy in what used to be called the... What did it used to be called?
The Smith Clinic.
Yes, yeah, Smith Clinic. Wow. How
it's Marion Medical Campus now.
Okay. And that'll be by the pharmacy there. And that'll benefit Twig 6, which does the rose beds, right?
Yes, sir.
And it'll be going from 7:30 to 4, so all day. Yeah.
All day.
You
yes.
get your work cut out for you. All right.
And we take cash, credit cards, and employees can do payroll deduction.
Okay, excellent. I will pass that along. Thank you very much for
appreciate
your call.
It.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. That sounds like a good event. And everybody likes their hospitals and stuff to be perky and dressed up, and this will help do that. Twig 6 is having this flower sale, and it's going to be, I better write this down, it's a flower sale. I didn't write that down. Okay, and it'll be held from 7:30 to 4 all day, obviously, on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, at the old entrance of the hospital, and or across the street at what used to be the Smith Clinic, right by the pharmacy, and you can help raise some needed funds to dress up the rose area. I think he said the rose bed area of that hospital and the clinic. Okay, please get out there. They can use your help. Okay, you're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. We got about 10 more minutes. You can call us at 740-383-9944, and we will give that announcement one more time so that you get everything down. I hope I got everything down right on that event. Yeah, you're listening to WWGH, and this is Swap Shop. What a lovely day it looks like outside until you step outside the door with a t-shirt on and go, ooh, it's cold. Let's see what the temperature is right now. I'm going to go here and open that up. And what does it say? It says we're only up to 47 degrees. Yikes, little chilly. My flowers are shivering, but I did not put any flowers out that did not like the cold weather. All my flowers that have already brought their heads up above ground are plants that really like cold weather. Like my onions, I noticed they're doing fine. I even have carrots that have popped up a little bit, and beets and radishes, and I'm feeling like Farmer Coble. All right. May was once considered an incredibly ill-omened time to get married. I assume ill-omened mean it was not good. There's an adage for it which actually goes, marry in May and you'll rue the day. Holy cow, that's kind of rude. It's not clear where exactly the saying came from, but there must have been a pretty good reason not to get married in one of the most beautiful months of the year. And it is a beautiful month, the month of May. Okay, let's touch back at this message that we were given, that there anyone who would like to have a record a graduation message for their 2022 graduate, please contact this radio station, WWGH, for details. And leave a message. Call us at 740-383-9944 and leave a message. I'm not going to get into all the other stuff, except for to tell you, let's see, the messages will be, here it is, May 27th through June 5th. That's when they'll be read. Okay, I'm going to read lunch for the presidents. It will be Thursday, May 26th, but you need to get your reservations in probably in the next 2 weeks to get a slot. It'll be May 26th, 11:30 to 1:30, lunch with the presidents at Tri Rivers Career Center, put on by the Marion County Historical Society, and the event cost is $25. Okay, out at not necessarily at the Tall Grass Trail, but being put on by the Tall Grass Trail, is this is going to be out at the Meyer Woods Nature Preserve, Looking for Wildflowers. That's tonight at 5 p.m. Looking for Wildflowers out at the Meyer Woods Nature Preserve. And then 2 days later, on the 30th, from 1 to 4, oh, by the way, that Looking for Wildflowers starts at 5 p.m., but on the 30th, it runs from 1 to 4 p.m. Out at the Eco Center, which is outside of Caledonia. It's called Eco Center Community Earth Day. What a good thing. All right, let's see if I've got anything else I got to get off the here. I'm just reading the more recent things. Oh, yeah, tonight, the Marion County Historical Trivia Night out at the Shovel City Drinkery from 6:30 to 9 p.m., and that's tonight. And you can show how much you know about your city or your county. I'm not sure if they're going to do county stuff or just the city stuff. All right. I think I've read everything off, and we're down to our final 5 minutes. Let me get that one last message that just was called in. The Twig organization out at the our hospital is going to have a flower sale Wednesday, and it'll take place at the old entrance to the hospital, or across the street at Smith, what used to be Smith Clinic, right outside the pharmacy area. The flower sale will go from 7:30 to 4, so it's going to be going on all day, so make sure you get out there and get some of those flowers that'll brighten up your house and your yard and all that sort of thing. I've just started planting flowers. I usually start my flowers a little earlier, but I didn't do that this year. So I just put them in the little seed pots, and hopefully that won't hurt them too bad. I do have some alyssum that's already grown, and they tell me that alyssum will keep the some of the little critters that like to eat my flowers and my plants. It'll keep them at bay. That's what I'm doing it for. And let's see what else. I guess that's about all I have to tell you. We got about 4 minutes. Oh, no, about, what do we have? We have about 1 minute, 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go. 3 minutes to go. And I'm glad that you joined us today. Hopefully, we can help those people out that are going to have their flower sale on Wednesday out at the hospital or at Smith Clinic. That's running from 7:30 to 4 p.m. And hopefully we can get some people to go to the Lunch with the Presidents on May 26th. For more information about that, by the way, just call the Marion County Historical Society downtown. That's 740 387 4255 740-387-4255. Okay, and don't forget tonight at 5 p.m., looking for wildflowers out at the Myerswood Nature Preserve. Head on out there and you can go out and look for wildflowers with James, who is my guest today on his show. Okay, and what else was there? Let me read those addresses to you one more time. I think I got enough time to do it. This address is where you get in touch with people so that you can get involved in the Bird County Birdathon. Register your team by mailing the team name and members' names to ECO, this is all one word, ecocommunitycontservation@gmail.com. That's how you can get involved in the Bird County Birdathon. And then the other address that they asked me to put up is an address for a 5K race, and that address is that race is going to be on May 18th. Oh no, registration ends on the 18th for this race. I'm trying to see where the race is. The race is on the 21st. And it starts at 5 p.m. Okay, that address, and this is a long one, https://runsignup.com. Runsignup.com. This is all one word, all one thing, no spaces. After runsignup.com, there's a /race/Ohio/Marion/Marion-Made 5K. I hope you got that. If not, check the website out at the out there. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
I just fixed my prayer to the real God. I said, hey, man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired, you need 12 black folks' names, I'll put them on a piece. If you need some close to the house, I'll give you that, too. And then I looked at my body.